The following show is produced and distributed by the Gab Radio Network.
Welcome to another award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
It's the Money Man, Eddie Money, listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show. I love the show. Hang out. We got 2 tickets to paradise.
Sorry to hear about Eddie Money's... Oh, he's got a bout with cancer.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and we wish him the best of luck.
Hang in there, Eddie.
Known him for years, and he's a great guy. Speaking of great people, who's our guest, Sue?
We've got another one of our great contributors, and she just keeps going to all these different places. It's hard to choose a destination. We've got Terry Marshall Holder. Welcome.
How are you guys today? Well,
it's another day in paradise, unless you're in Florida, I guess. They're going to get hit,
true.
It looks like. Yeah, it looks like they've got a big one coming. We wish them the best as well. You were on the water, weren't you?
I was. I have just returned from an amazing cruise where I was aboard the Royal Clipper, which is the world's largest full-rigged sailing ship. And it's part of the Star Clippers fleet. And I was cruising in the Western Mediterranean. That's where I was, in Italy.
Nice.
We looked at that. Wow.
That's a big boat. How many people sleep on there or will it accommodate?
It will accommodate a little over 200. I think it's about
really?
220.
That's
but
big.
Yeah, amazingly, because it doesn't look like it would. But then it's also, I don't think we had that many. I think it was just under 200, which was very nice. You know, it's kind of more of an intimate cruise than the big ships. But, everywhere you go, people are taking photos of the ship because it's just such a spectacular vessel.
You sent us some information of the technical data, which I want to share with our audience. It's 5,000 tons, 439 feet, so that's about 1 1/3 football fields. The masts are 177 feet. That's at least a 16-story building. They have 106 staff. The crew was representing 15 different countries, which sounds about right for a cruise ship. 227 capacity, 5 masts, and 42 sails. Wow. Is this an older boat that that they've refurbished or kept going?
No. Well, it was built in 2000, but it was modeled after a freight carrier that was from the early 20th century in 1902. It was called the Prusen, and it there had never been a sailing ship of those dimensions after that one until the owner of Star Clippers decided to commission this as the third ship. So it was... something that people haven't seen, because of the size of it and the height and all of that. There are two smaller, they're still beautiful tall ships in the fleet, but this is the Royal Clipper, so it's the biggest. And you feel like in a way that you're in another era. And I was jokingly said, obviously, it's not the Titanic, thankfully, but when you walk in
goodness.
And you see the dining room and the elegant, there's an elegant circular stairway that goes down. And when you overlook that, it looks, it's very elegant, like that time period, but it's just a absolutely gorgeous vessel and an experience, I've never had and would love to do again. So it was really, really incredible.
It seems like it's... Well, obviously, I think it's different than most cruise ships or Mediterranean cruises in particular. What's life on board like?
It's so relaxed. It's there's not a lot of, in the big cruise ships, how they are with so many activities going on and so many things, casinos and restaurants. It's not like that at all. It's, there's one main dining room, which the food was really wonderful and a bit good variety. And then there's... a lounge where they have a piano and you can do like a light continental breakfast there if you prefer, rather than a big breakfast in the dining room. And then there's also like a tropical bar that's on the outside. And then there's a bar upstairs on the top deck where the lounging chairs are, and there's a couple of pools up there. And one of my favorite things on the back when we were anchored, there's a marina platform. And it opens up from the bottom of the ship, and you can jump right off of that into the sea in the Mediterranean. The water was just absolutely gorgeous, the color of blue I've never seen. And there's rafts tied up to a rope there, so you're anchored and you can just float on the raft, get some sun, or you can go kayaking or stand up paddleboarding or whatever you choose right off of the back of the boat. So that was
the
very
water
unique experience.
Was the water cold or warm?
It was, you know, it was in between. It was actually perfect. I mean, if you did it in the morning before that sun, you know, really got cranking, mm-hmm. it would be a little bit chillier, but you warm up right away. In the afternoon, it's very hot this time of year in Italy, as you probably know. So after being out exploring, when you come back, you're just like really hot. So it was great to just jump in the water and cool off. So it was really comfortable and so clear. As deep blue as it is, you wouldn't think it would be that clear, but when you're in it, it's just absolutely clear. So you could snorkel as well off there. So it was, yeah, it was just lovely. And, you know, it's very relaxed pace on board. And
you had mentioned, you had mentioned to us lounging on the bow spirit net.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, I didn't lounge a lot because it kind of slightly terrifying to me, but you can climb over in the front of the boat, and it's a net, so you can see down into the sea below you, and this was out while we were sailing. So when you climb over it, you know, you're just walking on net, and several people would just, you know, lie down out there and just relax and, you know, sail away. I mean, I climbed over just to get a photo and quickly climb back over because it was a little bit too
I'm not going to ask you how much you weigh, but I know I don't think I'm going out there.
Well, Terry, you are usually, though, pretty adventuresome, I think, and I'm surprised you didn't.
Yeah, generally I am. I think the challenge for me is my height because I'm just 5'2", and so climbing over is not easy because it was tall when I had to climb over. So my big concern is getting out there and not being able to get back. So as soon as I got over, I wanted to make sure I could get back, you know. And once I knew I could get back, I probably could have done it again. But
so do you have
me.
To
I'm
wait until there's
back?
Wind and to get sailing, or is it motor powered, or what happens when you set sail?
There is a motor if you don't have wind, but we were fortunate to have good wind most of the time. And the first time when they put the sails up, it is just like this amazing experience. And they summon everyone, or they make an announcement that the sails will be going up, or we'll be going under full sail at one point where all of the sails were up, which was just incredible.
Wow.
But when you go up to the deck, and the first night we did this, you go up to the deck, they have they play this majestic music, the Vangelis Conquest of Paradise. It was the theme from the Ridley Scott directed movie 1492.
Mm-hmm.
And that is played every time, you know, we set sail under full sail. So in the moonlight, the first night we had a beautiful moon, and you know, they're playing this music and toasting the trip with champagne. It was just an incredible experience. You're up there thinking, I can't even believe I'm doing this, you know.
Yeah.
And it's really different than anything I've ever done.
Do you do different ports like a regular cruise?
You do. And there's several different itineraries to choose from, and there's, you know, excursions you can do if you choose to at each port.
Quickly, a website where our listeners can find out more, because unfortunately we're out of time.
And we'll talk to you after the break.
Okay, starclippers.com.
All right. You are listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show, for which we say thank you. Thank you again. We finally have 1,002 subscribers on our YouTube site. Bless your hearts. YouTube.com/KevinAndSueTravel. If you haven't subscribed, go there and press that little red button. We'll be right back on the Gab Radio Network.